It's Tuesday, April 8, 2025.
We've never got this much rain at one time.
Millions of Americans reeling from widespread damage of relentless extreme storms. Trump's trade war increasing the cost of reconstruction after disasters. Plus, Senate Republicans push to strip California of its clean air car standards.
All of that madness and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Researchers say flood events like this are growing more severe amid the climate crisis.
Did NBC News call it a climate crisis?
Yes.
Not that it's too late or anything. Thanks, NBC. This is your Green News Report.
This is going to be a slow motion disaster.
Not that slow, Al.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, you warned us last week, but sure enough, relentless storms across the nation over the weekend.
Yes, millions of Americans across the U.S. Midwest and South are still reeling from widespread damage after a relentless days-long wave of destructive storms unleashed deadly floods and tornadoes, causing the deaths of at least 21 people as we go to air. In Arkansas, the floods ripped apart a railroad bridge, derailing a train, but there were no injuries there. In Kentucky, entire communities have been cut off after flooding and mudslides closed hundreds of roads. Roads closed due to weather disasters puts into perspective climate protests that temporarily closed down roads to demand government action. Officials warn that extensive river flooding is the next phase of the disaster. Numerous studies have found man-made climate change is intensifying extreme rainfall in the U.S., because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture, and near record warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico provided moisture and heat energy. But recovery and repair from these and other mounting climate-fueled disasters in the U.S. will now cost much more due to Donald Trump's new global trade war. Trump's import tax is spiking the price of construction materials needed to rebuild, harming damaged communities and families devastated by extreme weather. The Atlantic's Derek Thompson explains here on CNBC.
He slaps a 25% tariff on Canada, which we import our lumber from, and a 25% tariff on Mexico that we get drywall gypsum from, thus immediately raising two of the most important inputs for housing by 25%.
Worse, as tornadoes and flooding were striking across the U.S., FEMA announced its plans to dismantle a program called Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities.
Perfect.
Calling it, quote, wasteful, according to an internal memo obtained by Grist. The initiative had been delivering billions of dollars in climate adaptation projects to proactively help communities and states prepare for future extreme weather disasters before they happen. Now, all applications from 2020 forward will be canceled.
Well, don't worry about it, because the Trump administration has already said they're doing away with FEMA entirely. So we don't need to worry about any FEMA programs.
In a bid to increase logging, the Trump administration late last week issued a new declaration of emergency to roll back environmental safeguards on more than half of the public's national forests. The new order also blocks states, tribes, and communities from challenging logging proposals before they are finalized.
Well, see, who needs drywall? They can all build log cabins now.
The Trump administration's spending cuts have forced the National Weather Service to stop providing foreign language translations of its products after the contract for translation services lapsed and was not renewed. Experts say the halt puts non-English speakers at risk of missing potentially life-saving warnings about extreme weather. Federal cuts have also halted repairs to two of America's most iconic hiking trails, the Appalachian Trail in the east and the Pacific Crest Trail in the west, that had sustained damage from wildfires and intense storms. The nonprofit groups that manage the trails told the AP federal cuts threaten the trail's very existence. Finally, in politics, the U.S. Senate Parliamentarian and the Government Accountability Office have both ruled that Senate Republicans do not have the authority to use a legislative maneuver called the Congressional Review Act to repeal California's special waiver under the Clean Air Act to set its own vehicle emissions standards. That was an EPA waiver established years ago to help tackle the state's notorious air pollution.
Why do I think there's a second part of this story coming?
Well, the Republican-controlled Senate has already deployed the regulation-killing Congressional Review Act to overturn other Biden-era pollution and climate rules. Despite those adverse rulings, Senate Republicans appear intent on pushing ahead to revoke California's waiver anyway.
They're just going to ignore the parliamentarian and the GAO.
Yep.
That sounds like my Republicans. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website. It's greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.